And welcome now to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland with, as promised, guests in the studio, four of them, Lilies of the Midwest, with some live Irish music for this 15th of March. And you and your instruments are?
I'm Gina Schultz, and I play the mandolin and a little bit of accordion.
I'm Kara Rogers, and I play the concertina.
I'm Charlene Adzema, and I play fiddle and sing.
I'm Rick Nelson, and I play guitar.
All right, that covers it. And what would you like to begin with?
We're going to start with a set that starts with a jig and ends with a couple of reels. And I'd like to shout out my original mandolin instructor, Mike Gregory, because he taught me this tune and the harmony. Yeah. So here we go. Thank you.
sort of thing you just might hear if you were to wander into a pub in Kilkenny or Killarney or Cork or any number of other places in the Emerald Isle, performed live in our studio here by Lilies of the Midwest. And what else do you have?
We have a tune that is not Irish.
Well,
just throwing it out there.
We're inclusive here.
We are inclusive. You remember the Vikings, they invaded Ireland, right?
They did.
So we're going to have the Scandinavian Waltz, which we just recently performed with the Fort Atkinson string program a few weeks ago.
Sure, it's on video. I saw that.
Absolutely lovely.
Here we go. Scandinavian Waltz, and one of those tunes that I suspect a lot of the Irish in those aforementioned pubs would just know. I mean, they have such a wonderful common culture over there, cross-generational. And you got to hear midway in there the sound both of accordion and concertina, which is a nice reedy sound.
For those of you who like visuals, it's an eggplant-colored accordion.
Eggplant-colored accordion, that's true. You can't find those just everywhere, Gina.
No, unique.
Well, forward, what do we have?
We're going to play a set of slides next, and the first one is a tune that Charlene composed for Gina, called For Fluff's Sake, in honor of Gina's cat, Fluff.
I'm sure that Fluff appreciates it, and I hope dances accordingly, or accordingly.
Nice little
All right, so two slides. Slide exactly. Oh, that was two of them that we just heard. But
as the great fiddler, Irish fiddler, very famous fiddler, Kevin Burke has said, I'm not sure of the difference between hornpipes and slides. But I will tell you it's like a jig.
Yeah,
and as long as you bob along to it, we're good.
And I suppose the jig, like the hornpipe, was designed to be performed in a small space, such as a rolling deck of a ship.
Sure,
that was part of the reason for those slides and hornpipes and jigs. I'm guessing that lilies of the Midwest, with their Irish fair, will have a busy weekend.
Very much so. Immediately after this, we're doing a little recording session, taking advantage of Rick being in town. But then tomorrow, we're up to Reedsburg, Wisconsin, and playing for the South Central Wisconsin Shamrock Club. And then Sunday, the day itself, we are going to Volga, Iowa, playing for the Volga City Opera House.
A good Irish name.
Classy, right? You know, those boatmen.
Yes.
And last year was so lovely, they had us back this year.
Good. Well, that's the way it should be. So let's see, you have two more?
We have two more, if that's okay.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay with me. And we'll have a quiz question after that and the usual. So what's next?
Let's see. Polkas. Let's do some polkas.
Okay.
All right. Polkas are to slides as reels are to jigs.
And what polka is this? Generic
The
polka.
Carry Cow.
Carry
if
Cow.
If I had a Carry Cow.
All right, here we go.
If I had a dame.
Norman, you can sing along.
I can, but
if
I won't.
I had a Carry
Cow. Count your blessings. Here we go.
Thank you.
aerobic value of polkas, I think, is grossly underappreciated.
I think it's the next Zumba.
Yeah. Well, it should be.
It should be.
Right? It should be.
Yeah, that's it.
And that was the cow.
If you want to come and dance to polkas,
right?
Every second Saturday of the month, I co-host Madison Irish Set Dance at the Wilmar Neighborhood Center. So okay. If you would like to do your aerobic exercise to polkas, sometimes to the music of these lovely ladies, that's where to do it.
And I think many an otherwise dreary meeting could be spiced up with polka interludes.
Yes. It's good for a Monday morning.
We'll put that in the combination suggestion box shredder. One more.
Okay, Gina. This is
one more. So I learned how to play the mandolin up in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and every time we ended a session, we ended it with this set of tunes, the Shliv Lukra National Anthem. So, set of reels. Hope you enjoy.
Hit in North Dakota, you say. Well, here too. Brought to you by
Southwestern Ireland.
And Southwestern Ireland.
It's a good combination, and I'm sure Wisconsin too. Lilies of the Midwest have favored us again this year with their talents and Irish music, and they will look forward to a lively weekend, St. Patrick's Day weekend. Right after this, our 12:30 quiz question here on WPR. And thanks also to our engineer, Tyler Ditter, for helping to make this live music possible during the midday today.